Hi, everyone, and welcome to my Frontline Podcast. As you know, I started this podcast because leadership does not happen in the boardrooms. It actually happens on the front line, behind the wheel, in dispatch, in tough decisions about people, safety, and community. But what does leadership look like when safety isn't a priority, but a culture that you have to rebuild, reinforce, and live every single day? Well, my guest today is Kyle Henson. He's the director of safety at Navajo Express, and he shines and shows what leadership looks like. A company with longstanding reputation in the industry and a renewed commitment to doing things the right way. Recently, Navajo Express was awarded the Colorado Motor Carriers Association's Great Fleet Trophy for the most improved safety in 2025. A recognition that doesn't happen just by accident. It happens through discipline, through accountability, and through leadership that refuses to cut corners, even when pressure is on. And Kyle stepped into a role where expectations are high and the stakes are even higher. Over the past year and a half, he's helped lead a transformation that has resulted in significant reduction in accidents, not just by implementing policies, but by building a culture where safety is owned by everyone. Because Kyle shows us that real safety leadership is not about checking boxes. It's about changing behavior. It's about earning trust. And it's about making decisions that protect people on the road and inside of your organization. In our conversation today, we're going to talk about what it takes to lead through challenges, how to turn setbacks into momentum, and why the strongest safety cultures are built from the ground up and not from handed down. This conversation today is about resilience, responsibility, and the kind of leadership that always shows up. So thank you, Kyle, for joining me today. I am so excited to introduce you. I love that you have different jerseys behind you too, because I know that you're winning and the team that you're on is winning. Why don't you go ahead and share who you are and what does it mean to lead from the front line? And congratulations on your recent award.
Oh, thank you so much. Never been introduced like that. That was awesome. Kyle Henson. I've been in the industry for almost 16 years now.
Wow.
Entered it as a driver right when I turned 21, got my CDL, kind of did a bit different things throughout the industry in my career driving. The last one was hauling gas in the Nashville metropolitan area, where I had a really good mentor who kind of let me see the other side. My early years as a driver, I thought safety was the enemy, and kind of saw the light when I had a good mentor and, got to work with that person in a safety perspective later, and learned even more, and talk about a good leader, best one I've ever been around by far, pushed me to be better. So super blessed to have that person in my life. Oh, absolutely.
Bill Mosley.
Bill Mosley, Usher. Yeah, yes. So he's a great friend, great mentor, great leader. So blessed to have him in my life, to say the least. He showed what the expectation should be for yourself when you're leading people and holding people accountable. Sorry, I dropped an AirPod right there.
That's all right.
When it comes to like leading from the front line, the way you walk into the building, and the demeanor you have, the energy you carry, is super contagious. And, if we come in with like a poor attitude, angry about something, be it professionally or something at home, your team's going to feed off that. And, it's imperative to absolutely come in with a good attitude, renewed every day, and push through it, especially when you have hard decisions to make. Yeah. People see you get frustrated or annoyed or react negatively to something big or small, that's how they're going to react to them going forward. And, mm-hmm. You want them to react in a proactive manner. So that's
absolutely. I love that. You can tell when you show up, the room just shines so bright. I love it so much. It's like,
sometimes
that's the thing, you know, you walk in and you do set the stage. It's like, that's what real leadership is. And what do you think it teaches you about humanity, like leading from the front line? I mean, you've been a driver, you've been in the industry for almost 2 decades. What do you think it teaches us?
One thing we do really well at Navajo is, you know, nobody in leadership, has an office. You know, I'm not behind a closed door. You know, people can see that, you know, I'm working just as hard as they are. And what I like is when we're all like really busy, you know, you're getting in the weeds with them, pulling them out, getting out of it rather than just, you know, sitting in the lawn chair, telling them how to do it. And I think people appreciate that, you know, if you're there stacking bricks or whatever next to somebody, you know, they're going to want to work a little bit harder for you. They're going to want to, you know, do the right thing. And it makes the team stronger, to say the least.
Absolutely. I love that. You know, I was talking to someone last week at Dinah Noble when I was there, and he was saying his old leadership, not at that company, but a different company, would say, oh, my door is open, but it really wasn't open. Like every time he'd go in to see them, it would be like, oh, I'm busy, we can talk at lunch, or oh, I'm doing this, or I'm doing my email. And that's the beauty of what you do and what you've created, is truly connecting with your community and making sure they know that you're there for them. And that's the beauty of how you lead, and probably one of the many reasons why you won that Colorado Safety Award. What do you think we should redesign in our industry, or what's one system you think that you would create instead of what it is today?
That's a great question. It's been a long time since I went through CDL school and did all that, but we have a lot of drivers who I feel like we're educating on not necessarily basics, but what the implications of their actions are, you know, like why it's, you know, it's important to do a pre-trip, not just from making sure your equipment's good, but how not doing it could negatively impact you. You know, how CSA follows them. It's, some guys are shocked when I tell them, hey, this is going to stay on you for 3 years. You know, this is important. And I feel like as an industry, we could probably do a better job, you know, teaching the people that, you know, are directly affected, by what happens on the road. I always felt like that was an area that we could improve as an industry, you know, either entering the market or, you know, maintaining their existence in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you don't think about that. My actions today are going to like stick with me for many years to come. Like, you know, you got to show up and really think about that. It's really important. Have you seen any innovation happening at Navajo or anywhere in your experience that maybe, you know, people think this industry isn't very, like what I have heard, like it's trucking, it's not innovative. I'm like, oh my gosh, like there's so much innovation. What have you seen from your perspective about this beautiful industry we're in?
I think AI helps out tremendously. When, you know, it's tough sometimes to get, you know, the systems you necessarily want that, you know, you can do a lot of work for you. So, you know, putting data together to determine risk, utilizing AI to do that has been super helpful. You know, 10th Street's been coming out with some really good stuff that helps out with, you know, driver onboarding processes, which really help. It's kind of bringing us out of the Stone Age as an industry into a more, you know, modern in that regard. So, you know, there's definitely some things in the pipeline. I think once the market gets in a better shape, we'll start seeing some really good stuff come through as a whole.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. What do you want people to remember from your work and what you've done in the industry 10 years from now? Like, what do you want your legacy to be?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say, like, you know, I'm an advocate for drivers. You know, I don't want to be the safety guy that's, you know, the bad guy that you see in the principal office. I want to be remembered as a guy you come talk to and, you know, learn from it and get better. Right. I don't always want it to be a negative experience. You know, I called somebody in last week and wanted to give them some recognition for an event. And when they heard safety wanted to see them, they're like, oh, I didn't know what I did. And I'm like, dude, you did amazing. Like, I wanted to shake your hand and thank you. And, you know, that's probably an area we could fix as an industry as well. You know, I think we focus on, you know, bad things a little bit too much. And the reality is we do 99% things correctly. And let's celebrate those 99% of people, 99% of events, a lot more than we do now. Something that I definitely want to work on at 26.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that, because I do think a lot of times people equate your role with something negative. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on my podcast, because I wanted to recognize you, because leadership doesn't always get the spotlight. You actually usually get, oh my gosh, it's safety, right? But you all move mountains just the same. And you might not be the loudest voice, Kyle, in the room. Maybe you're not chasing the applause, or you want the title, but you show up again and again for others, especially in safety in your organization. And so I actually created my podcast because I want to award quiet heroes in our industry with a Pelican Award. And in fact, I don't know if you know anything about pelicans. I'm not a bird person, but pelicans actually travel in community, and they hunt in groups. And they don't thrive in isolation, but they thrive because they work together through social bonds. And so today I am awarding you with the Pelican Award, and I'm going to ship this to you, and it's a glass pelican, and it's going to have your name on here. And I'm giving it to you for a reason, because you actually lead in from your community and you care about connection and safety. And that is essential for our industry. And you see the strength in others and you lift them higher. And you are giving, what I hear about you is you give without ego. And you lead not from the front, but you lead from within your team. And that your work might not always make headlines, even though that's how I met you and saw you. But your impact, it's lasting, it's personal, and it's powerful. So today, Kyle, I want to recognize you for the way that you move people forward quietly and purposely, and for the community that you've built within Navajo and beyond, and for the balance you bring, and for the lives that you're changing just by being you. So thank you so much. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to lead us away today with some advice or lasting words about your organization or your leadership. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for all that you're doing within our industry as well. I think it's absolutely important, and I look forward to seeing more and more from it. For lasting piece, you know, we're at Navajo are doing a lot of really good things right now. We have the third generation that just started with us. Yeah. So he's here and really hit the ground running. And, you know, I admire him a great deal. He's a good young man. And he's doing it the right way, learning the business. No ego, like you mentioned, he doesn't have that. And it's exciting times. And you know, if you follow me on LinkedIn, I've made a note that this is just the beginning. This last award, we got some really cool stuff coming down the pipeline, and really excited to share more in the future.
Awesome. Where can people learn more about you and Navajo Express if they want to inquire about any opportunities?
Well, if you can always reach me on LinkedIn or through, you know, our phone system, but Navajo Express, we're on all the socials, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and of course, NavajoExpress.com is where you can find out all the fun things we have going on.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you, and I'm so excited, and good luck with everything. And until next time, everyone, be safe, be kind, and we will see you.